Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet.
Can I go?
There, okay. Thank you so much. Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm Mary Goulet, your host, along with my buddies galore I love, Steve Olscher and Richard Otey.
Hi.
Hello. So, yes, this is the first Soulful Sunday in 2017. And this is a subject that it was funny. So, you know, Dave and I and my daughter Portia, I basically double booked my rental property for 4 nights.
Oops.
So I had to move us out and let them move in my house.
Wow.
It ended up only being 2 nights. But Dave was grumbling so much. God love you, baby. And so was Portia. She's got a serious case of Goldilocks, who's been sleeping in my bed type of thing. So I blocked off her room.
Oh, man.
But anyway, what struck me was he was like, I get it. It was a mistake. We're going to get through it. But he grumbled under his breath the entire time. And I just turned to
Where'd
him.
Where'd you go? To like a Motel 6?
Well, actually, I was house sitting for a friend anyway. So we would just go back and forth for the dog. And I've been there. I've stayed there before. So I just turned to him and there was no filter. I'm like, dude, you need more adversity. I was like, wait a minute. That's so genius.
Mm.
Because to me, I was just like, this totally blows. I don't want to do it, but we have to do it to honor my commitment. And 2 nights, it ended up being, I said, let's just, one, the house is going to be super clean and organized,
mm-hmm.
and we'll make the best of it. I said, we need to go on a gratitude walk.
Mm.
So we stopped everything, and we went and we walked 3 miles down on the beach and back, just talking about, you know, adversity stretches an interior muscle of resilience, and getting caught up in just being super comfortable. I love my home. I mean, I don't like when I've had to rent it out. And it just taught me, be grateful for what we have. We have the ocean. We can walk out my front door, go down to the ocean, crabby the whole way, and on the way back, we're okay. We're happy.
Mm-hmm.
So adversity does a full circle thing. And I'm just curious to hear your take on it, because I've had a ton of adversity in my life. And it's what has, I guess, just made my interior so much richer. Because it leads to hope. Adversity, you get through it, you become creative. Like, I've become super creative. I'm like, wow, if I just went through this yucky 2-day period, not being in my own comfort zone in my home and whatnot, the gratitude goes up, the appreciation and the, I'm going to create a new way to make another paycheck so I never have to be in that situation again.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had adversity that you kind of get what I'm saying when I said you need more adversity, Dave?
100%. I'm actually trying to break the pulling out some of my best stuff under pressure habit.
Right.
But I'm actually, were we talking the other day about this? Both of our lives, or just people we know around us close, have committed suicide.
Right.
And a friend of mine, an ex-employer, had one of his old trainers commit suicide.
You just mentioned that to
me.
Yeah. Right.
And I literally texted him back. I said, man, you know, first off, I feel real sorry for you, you know.
Of course.
Did all that. And then I was like, you know, there's times I actually feel like I was blessed having more adversity than some people at a young age, because that stuff doesn't even remotely enter my head. But these people seems like that it seems very binary. Either they were really depressed and were really good at hiding it for a long time,
mm-hmm.
or they never had adversity and then all of a sudden had adversity. That was the common theme with them all.
Yeah, and that is, it's funny, but when you grew up in the Midwest, in Minnesota, I grew up in Chicago, you grew up here. And I say that with a chuckle because it's so funny how adversity is completely a relative term. Right? Because when you grow up in the Midwest, adversity could be 17 below, right? Like just having to deal with things. I mean, you got your own crap and then having to deal with the external
yeah.
crap on top of that. I mean, that's why, yeah, I mean, people just throw in the towel and they go, I don't know what to do with this. But here in Southern California, it seems like there are folks who have not had enough adversity thrown at them. And when times get tough, and I mean, I've experienced this in the last couple years, it's just interesting to see how some people really can make a mountain out of what other people would just look at and go, damn, really? That is a molehill, man. You know, it's like, so it's interesting. And maybe,
yeah, right?
Right? And so it's interesting because ultimately when you look at your circumstances, you look at your surroundings, and then you look at your life in general, let's just be real here, people who are listening to a podcast as an example, or you're listening to us right now live, you have access to the internet. You have a choice of what it is that you will be doing in this moment. And the adversity is like, oh man, it's 1 o'clock. I didn't eat. Where am I going to eat for lunch? Right? So it's like, it's
or
all.
My phone's about to die.
It's all relative, yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, Wade, you've got adversity in the studio right now, don't you?
Oh, always, always. I'm dealing with computers. But one of the lessons you're talking about the Midwest, just to mention this real quick, lessons from growing up on a farm. Right?
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
Right. So, but the fundamental thing is cows are hungry. Hey, it's a blizzard outside. Cows are hungry.
Someone's got to feed them.
It's 6 a.m. Cows are hungry, right? And they're so...
I'm going to use that in the house from now on.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah, so just there's when there are certain things that it trumps everything else.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter circumstances. Deal with it. Cows are hungry. Get out there. Get the cows food.
Well, the reason I brought this up is because I was trying to share with Dave and even my daughter, Portia, who's so in... given so many gifts, and I want to give, but I have to give them the other side as well. And trying to instill, adversity does a full circle of pain. Then you finally surrender. Okay, fine. I accept I'm going through this. Then you make a change and you enforce your will, and then you act on it and you grow from the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next time a level of adversity happens, you've already gone through those paces, so you can go ahead.
I was going to ask, do you ever have your girls go with you with like the homeless teens stuff? Because sometimes you can learn via somebody else's adversity, not necessarily as deep and as, you know, emotionally attached, but, you know, Olivia seeing Jeff, that guy we met on the street that she wanted to give the pizza and wanted to give her, you know, check on him the next day. Like, she learned something about that. Now, again, not as much as probably he's learning about it in that adversity that he's going through, but there's... So, do you ever have them?
So, my girls, definitely through their schooling, have always gone to feed the poor, walk for the poor. They know what I'm doing for the poor. I, because of my lifestyle, being a real estate agent, having to have slept in my car because I had to rent out both houses to make bills when my child support was cut. And when they cut child support through the courts in California, you see the judge at 1 o'clock, he makes a decision at 1:05, your child support was cut at 1:05.
Mm.
You're done. You're like, well, wait, I was supposed to get a check tomorrow. Mm-hmm. No, go find that money elsewhere.
Wow.
So I had to make quick, fast decisions. And now I just, that is my cause, is helping homeless teenagers primarily.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. I know we're going to have to wrap here soon, but the question I would have for you is, how do you deal, or what do you recommend people do in terms of external adversity? In so far as, like, what if there is in fact a situation that's just totally out of your control and you can't...
Well, give me an example. What would be totally out of our control that...
So something that would be totally out of your control is, like, hypothetically, if you have an issue where you're being sued, and there's a judgment that's being held against you. No matter what you try to do, you can't seem to get through and negotiate out terms to get this thing to settle and be done with. Nothing you do is met with approval, acceptance, etc. And so just hypothetically, if you're dealing with something
like that. Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Yes.
I would ask the person to look at the situation and who that person was when the situation was created, and become a newer version of that person to come up with the situation or the solution. You cannot solve the problem.
Do you have a Cliff Notes for that?
Right. No, you know what I'm saying. You cannot.
No, I don't.
Okay. So just for this person, like hypothetically, what should that person do then in that hypothetical scenario?
So are you saying the person that's in the scenario or the other person? That's where I get confused.
All right. So let's say hypothetically, I've done this before. I know what I'm – okay. I'm in a situation, I'm like, okay, it's going against me. And it did. Every single thing in the courts went against me. I lost a lot of money and I still owe money. Okay, am I going to stay that person? No, I'm going to reinvent myself and become a creative person, take my losses where I have to, become the person, start praying. Prayer works for me, man. Miracles happen in that way. And that's where I came up with my invent a paycheck. You have to renew yourself. You can't solve a problem as the same person that was created by. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have to become a new person. That's why we get struggles. The adversity makes us stretch, become resilient, think like, whoa, I was walking with my head down. I can walk with my head up and see opportunity. That's kind of what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. So, wow, that was a soulful Sunday. A little stronger than normal. So go out there. And don't be afraid of adversity. And yes, definitely check out my site, gowithyourgut.net, and cultivate a rich interior during the week and come back and tell me what took place in your life.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.